Hi, my name is Yosef Durr. I'm a program manager in the Windows Developer Platform team. I'm here to talk to you about UI test automation and how you can now use Appium to test your Windows apps. There are a lot of great reasons for incorporating UI test automation in your workflow: improving your product quality, reducing the costs of having manual tests do most of your automation. Offload that to automation, and you will see a cost decrease. The faster dev test lifecycle is very important so that your devs can make changes and get results back quickly rather than having to wait for manual testing to provide results. And it's important that your product is accessible. As you work in your app and add attributes to the UI elements, the accessibility tools will be able to understand better what's going on with your app and provide a better experience to their customers. Let me tell you more about Appium. It's built on a philosophy that you can use any language with any test runner to test any app on any platform, and you can now test Windows apps. So the way this works is a standard HTTP wire protocol called WebDriver. WebDriver is what Selenium uses to test browsers, and Appium is applying the same architecture to test apps. These HTTP messages have JSON payloads, and you can use one of many test runners that know how to communicate with this protocol, and many test servers that understand it, and you have many languages that you can write scripts in and test any application as long as there's a test server that knows how to drive that application. So this is why Appium is great, is that you have many options with the scripts and the runners, you have many options for the servers and the applications, and there's a common wire protocol between them. So let me tell you about some of the Appium investments that we've been making. Windows Application Driver is a new service that enables you to test Windows apps using Appium. The beta is available today. It works on any Windows 10 PC. In addition to Windows Application Driver, we've worked with Sauce Labs and the open source community to update the Appium installer on Windows, so it now installs WinApp Driver for you. Now when you run tests targeting Appium, it will broker the commands to WinApp Driver. In addition, when you're authoring a test in C#, there's a NuGet package called the Appium.net Driver. And we will be including a Windows namespace in this NuGet package. An update is coming soon. So, WinApp Driver fits in this design on the receiving end of your test commands, and it understands how to drive Windows applications, classic Win32 apps, UWPs, using Xamarin, hybrid apps, you name it, it knows how to drive those apps. Let me show you how it works. I'd like to show you how easy it is to set up Appium on a Windows PC. You start by going to the Node.js website and install a version of Node that's version 6 or higher. You then go to a command prompt and use Node Package Manager to install Appium. Once this finishes, you just type Appium on the command line, and Appium will be up and running, waiting for your test commands to come in. Now I'm going to show you what it looks like when you're running a test. Here we're going to run a test that opens Notepad, and you can see in the Appium window all the logging happening. This is a very short test. This runs the Notepad exe that's inbox in Windows. And if we look at the logging here in Appium, you can see the WinApp driver entries. What's happening there is Appium is handling the commands and passing them to WinApp driver, and then taking the response and passing it back to Visual Studio where your test is being run. Now I'd like to show you what authoring a test is like. Here we are in Visual Studio, We have a test file up. It's written in C#. And tests start with a setup function where you describe the app that you want to test. You create a session with Appium. And once you have your session back, you can run your tests. This is MS test. And the great thing with this is you have IntelliSense. There are many ways of finding elements and interacting with them. So it's a great authoring experience. Let me show you. This is a UWP app that was written with Xamarin, another example of how you can test any type of app. Here we're going to test logging in with an invalid username and password, clicking the try again button. It then does a valid sign in, and then the test finishes by logging out for us. I'd like to give you another example of how you can use various languages to write your tests. You really can use whatever language you prefer. Here we have Bash on Windows up, and we're going to use the Linux Python to run a test written in Python to test the Inbox Calculator app in Windows. We can look at the test. You can see it's in Python. It has the app ID for the Inbox Calculator, and it's pointing at our Appium server. So Appium really is an incredibly flexible framework, and this is a great example of that. Here's another example of Appium's flexibility. Here's IntelliJ running a test written in Java using JUnit, and we're going to test the Inbox Windows calculator. Another great example of how, with Appium, you really can use the language that you prefer, the test runner you prefer, to test your Windows apps. All right, so to learn more, here are a couple websites that you can go to. The Appium.io website has documentation on setting up on Windows and how to test Windows application. The GitHub site is where we track issues. We have samples. I highly recommend going to those samples as a good starting point on how to get started with testing Windows applications using Appium. Please give it a try. Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you. I'm available on Twitter at Josef Durr, or send me a mail at yodurr@microsoft.com. And thank you for watching.